My name's Ava, and I'm a fifth grade student at Winchester Thurston. This is my reflection on interviewing Amaro. I felt interested, excited, and nervous at the same time, and I learned a lot about my immigrant Amaro, but the thing I learned the most about is how many people live in, like, one house in a family, like all the cousins, all the aunts and uncles, all the nephews, all the nieces, all the grandparents. It's a lot of people, so I liked learning about that. I liked to learn about Amaro's stories, and I thought it was valuable learning from someone all the way from Nicaragua instead of just like Pittsburgh or one of my friends that I know about. And for advice for next year, be polite, let them take their time. If it gets emotional, it can get emotional. Like, don't be mad that it's gonna get it, and let them be reminded of how it's gonna be like, basically. I would like to experience all the beaches, because he said they only have two seasons, as the winter and summer, instead of four. But the winter only gets to about like 60 and up, so that would feel like spring for us. So I would be okay with that, but summer it could get over like 100. So I wouldn't really want that, but the winter sounds nice to visit too. And yeah, I really want to go there to see all the beautiful landscapes and the tropicalness of Nicaragua. I can relate to moving is hard. I only moved to a different house, but it was hard for us because we had to get all the right houses. We had to fix the house. So it's not just going to be like you're going to find the perfect house, everything moved in for you. You have to put in the work and effort to do it. You can't just be like, oh, snap, I found my perfect house that has everything. You have to be lucky enough to find a place. And I'm not from anywhere special besides here, but my family likes to cook a lot of different meals, and I understand why Amaro was like, there's no Nicaragua restaurants or like grocery stores. I know there's like Chinese and Asian grocery stores, but it's like it can be hard to find the stuff that you've missed and you like to have, basically. I love listening to you, and I learned a lot about Nicaragua, so thank you.